So the first thing, talking about being kind to yourself, is to find a posture. Find a posture which is comfortable. A posture which is reflective of an attitude, an intention. Now, the intention behind these practices is to stay awake, receptive, alert and open to what is actually happening for you. This is why we practice, isn't it? So find a posture which is reflective of that attitude, with a straight spine. Really, in many senses, that's the only major criteria that we have, is having a straight spine. So we don't have to sit on floors. If you find yourself sitting on the floor and getting uncomfortable, there's plenty of chairs. Stand up. Never be afraid to shift your posture. Perhaps examine whether you need to move, but don't be afraid to shift your posture. Okay? So this is kind of permission to do this. This is not, we have got to suffer. Remember, the Buddha's path is the one towards the overcoming of pain and distress, not creating more pain and distress. I just, before we start, to say this one thing. Well, a meditation friend of mine, when I was living in Sri Lanka, used to say to me, he came up to me confidentially one day and said, you know, the problem is, when I see Western people doing meditation, they make their lives even more painful. Now, let's not do that. So let's assume this posture. Embodying an intention, and this intention is to stay open and receptive and aware of what is actually happening. However, if you drift off, even if you nod off, fall asleep, so what? It really doesn't matter. As long as you can bring yourself back into some alertness and awareness, that not even in the sense of losing consciousness, albeit for a brief period of time, be another cause of distress. Yeah. You've probably had very busy weeks. Yeah. Possibly had busy workplaces and environments that you inhabit. So sometimes that catches up with us. Why do we need to make this another source of suffering in doing meditation? So having assumed this posture, feel it. Really feel points of contact. The touch of our clothing on our bodies, things that we don't see in our busyness, in our hurry. The feeling of the warmth or the coolness on your skin. The pressure of our behinds on our seats as we sit here. The placement of your hands, whether they be one hand in another or resting on your knees, just feel that. Take some time. Be kind in taking time to notice. Notice being here. Noticing the thoughts and the feelings that might be around for you at this moment. gently acknowledging them. This is part of that development of a friendlier attitude. Just noticing what's there. Not with the desire to push it away. Not with a desire to cling to it. To think it through, to ruminate. But simply to acknowledge, to turn towards what's there. And as we sit here, there is the ever-present movement of the breath and the sensations of breathing. Becoming aware of those. Our fundamental sense of being alive, which is there within our breath. And experiencing that movement of the breath, perhaps by just narrowing down and perhaps just feeling the movement of the abdomen, if you can sense that, or the passage of the air at the tip of the nose and the nostrils, the expansion and contraction of the chest, wherever you feel the breath most strongly. See if you can just sense those sensations of breathing there. And of course, as we all know, particularly if you've practiced meditation for any length of time, be it long or short, you know that it's difficult to remain with the breath. And we don't have to desperately cling to the breath. But what we will find is our minds will move away. Gravitate towards sound, go towards thought or emotions, and so this fundamental act of kindness, which I've spoken about this morning, is that we turn towards where our mind has gone, if it's a sound or a body sensation, and acknowledge where it's gone. Step up to it a bit closer. In a way, say hello. The same is true of feelings, even difficult feelings. Saying, I know you there. I acknowledge you. I see you. Not pushing away, not holding on. returning our attention, our minds, once we've acknowledged what has caught our attention, and then returning it gently, not rapidly, but returning it gently to rest on the movement of the breath where you're experiencing it most strongly. This is all we're doing at this stage. Settling, acknowledging, becoming aware, and developing a little more kindness. Knowing where your mind is, whether it's with the breath and the sensations of breathing, or whether it's somewhere else, acknowledging and gently returning. This is the movement that we're engaged in. It's a gentle and it's a kind movement. It's suffused with friendliness. every so often as we sit, also just checking in with your posture. Seeing whether you're in pain, for example, you're not used to sitting on the floor, moving a little. Checking in to see whether you're maintaining the intention that we spoke about at the beginning. But treating the body a little more kindly. Acknowledging where our minds go when it's not with the breath. Gently saying hello to whatever is arising in this body-mind.